Here's episode 327 of You and Me and Thoughts and Talk with Doug Culp. I'm thinking of starting this talk show that I've been planning for years now. And at the start, it would be over Zoom. But hopefully, eventually, it could end up in a live space and get some people in the crowd and, you know, hopefully we can flatten this curve and everyone can go outside again. I know people are going outside, but you know what I mean. It'll be nice to be able to have a crowd in a comedy show again, or a music show, or a museum? Are museums open right now? I bet they're not. It's a really weird time. Everyone's adjusting. I've got these two people who keep popping onto my Twitch channel whenever I go live, because they followed me, and they chat with me every time, and almost without fail, every time we're chatting, something comes up, and then, like, I get irked or uncomfortable, and then I'm like, this is really lame, and then one of them is like, Doug hates his fans, and I'm like, no. I don't hate my fans. I hate hate negativity. And I know that hate is a negative thing, but in this case, two negatives do equal a positive, because hating negativity, I'm like, I only want to talk about, like, positive things usually on the podcast, and or not on the podcast, but fucking this is the podcast on my Twitch stream, which is twitch.tv/Dougathan. Not like anybody out there is gonna pick it up from here. Is anybody out there listening? That's one cool thing about a podcast, is it'll just live forever on the internet. And eventually people will maybe listen to it. Here's something that happened earlier. I read an article on The Verge that said, some shows right now, or some things right now, are free to watch on Apple TV Plus. And I thought, oh, cool. I've been meaning to check out The Morning Show. I want to see Little America. I probably won't watch C. TBH. Because how many blind people did they actually use in that show, or employ? How many maybe they had consultants, I don't know. I just don't see the appeal in C. I still see the appeal in CISO, though. R.I.P. So yeah, I was going through the terms and conditions, the license of agreement that you hit, that nobody reads, and then just clicks accept, and then submit, continue, whatever the fuck. And I was reading through it, and I was like, oh, that's interesting. Screenshot. Reading through, well, that's interesting. Screenshot. So 12 screenshots later, wait. 11 screenshots later, I made a Twitter thread. With 9 of the 11 pictures or screenshots, and damn, there's some wacky shit in a in an Apple user agreement. And I saved it to my draft, so I might post it later today or tomorrow or who knows when. But it's basically talking about like, oh, this is kind of weird. I was like just pointing out whatever I was mentioning earlier. And and I got to damn near the end of the thing, and then I realized, wait a minute, I think this can only be watched on an Apple device. And I was correct. And I don't own a single Apple device because I fucking hate them. I fucking hate how uniform they all are and how clean everything looks. Look how shiny it looks. I was like, oh, so even though these shows are free to watch right now for a limited time, like longer than a 7-day trial, I am not allowed to watch them because I have an Android device? Fuck you, Apple. Fuck you and your class war and your hoity-toity, like, it's such an upturned nose at people who either can't afford or don't want to use an iPhone. It's so ridiculous. It's, ugh, it makes me sick. But everyone who's listening to this is probably listening to it on an iPhone. If you're listening to this podcast on an Android, well, you just fucking tweet at Yamatat. Hashtag Android for life with the number 4. But that was, so that was, it was a little upsetting, but also a little expected. Like, I can't expect Apple to think that human beings are the same, whether they use an Apple device or an Android device. Fuck. Apple is so fucking psychotic. Everyone who's on Apple right now, just reassess your life and how much control Apple has over it. Ugh. Ugh. When I first moved up to LA and I had an Android, and people would tell me, ask me, why don't you just get an iPhone? I'd be like, why don't I just fucking slit my throat right now and fucking bleed out in front of Apple? The all-knowing Apple. Oh, shit. Yeah, I fucking will never use an Apple device, and that's okay. I've typed on other people's iMacs? What the fuck are they called? MacBooks? MacBooks. MacBooks. McAfee MacBook. But yeah, Steve Jobs was a fucking psychotic I mean, with a god complex, and damn, he really made everyone buy into it, huh? There should only be one. There should only be one device, and everyone should all have the same device. Fuck that way of thinking. I know I've gone down this road on the podcast before, but maybe some newer viewers, aka listeners, don't know yet that I just fucking hate Apple and I cannot stand it. But like, use it if you want, I guess. But just know that they think less of people who use Android, as do a lot of Apple users, I think. It's not just the green text bubble, which is exclusatory. Is that a exclusive to Apple devices? Know right away which one of your friends isn't on the same page as you. Know right away which one of your friends won't be able to use the FaceTime app because it doesn't exist on Android. But there's Google Duo, but who uses that? Know right away who you can hate, who you can avoid. In a world where one phone company has a grip on everyone's fucking genitals. Apple versus Android. The finale. Is it the end of a trilogy? Who knows? Is it a series with the finale in the title? That could be confusing. Maybe I'll make that one day. And I would have to have an Apple device to make it accurate, but maybe I'll just make one out of cardboard because I don't want to fucking buy one and I don't want a hand-me-down. I don't give a fuck about Apple products. And, I mean, anyone who's listening to this is listening to it on my website, which, thank you, because it's been a weird transition between Apple taking the podcast off of Apple Podcasts and the fucking website that I would use for my XML generator just shutting down completely. What if it was back up all of a sudden? Like, 2 months later? How long has it been? Since episode 315, this is 327. 12 weeks. It's been 3 months. That's a pretty cool... So... on keeping time in this strange-ass COVID calamity, my podcast has helped me just, you know, keep the weeks in line. I know that the days are blending together and the hours are just either crawling or speeding by, but there's always something that you can do to remind yourself of when we are. If your calendar's not enough. I barely ever open my calendar. I mean, it's partially because I don't have a lot of close friends and don't have a lot of things to plan. But, yeah, last night, aka Thursday night, there was no duplex comedy suplex over Zoom. And I made that choice because when it was around Sunday or Monday, I just was bummed and someone made a post on a public thing and like we're connected on that thing, and they were like, oh, this is going great, everybody, like, and I don't know, it made me feel shitty about the show. And then someone else who was on the show also posted about it. I'm like, guys, I can see this. I didn't seek it out. I just was scrolling down the fucking thing. And I'm like, oh, that's fun. But really, I was like, oh, damn, that's disheartening. So it was a little of that, But it was also oh goddamn, there's the garage door, one of the loudest things in the whole fucking world. But when yeah, I think I might do duplex comedy suplex, 2 weeks on, 1 week off, just until the world comes back online, you know, because a Zoom comedy show is the way to go. There's people doing them on Twitch and also on Instagram Live, and it's an interesting experiment, because on Twitch and Instagram Live, you can certainly see reactions that people are having through text and, like, heart emojis popping off. But there's no audible laughter, and there's nobody's faces. And that's one of the coolest parts about doing stand-up, is being able to see and hear people react to your jokes in real time. When the Instagram Live of it all and the Twitch of it all seems like Ian Abramson's old show, oh shit, what was it called? God damn it. 7 Minutes in Purgatory. Which isn't ideal for stand-up, and when he first started doing that show, it was promoted that way. It was like, okay, this is unconventional, this is weird, you're not gonna hear people laughing, so you won't know if they think it's funny, but just keep going. And then COVID happened, and Corona happened, and people were like, shit, well, still wanna do stand-up, completely 100% valid. And then there was Instagram Live and Twitch or Zoom, and Zoom is great for it. It's not the most ideal, and it's certainly a tectonic shift, but at least, at the very least, there's crowd interaction and that's not to say that I wouldn't love to do a Twitch or Instagram Live stand-up show, because, shit, I want to still make people laugh, and occasionally it happens on Twitch, but with my personal stream, but, and then occasionally on Twitter, that's about it. Maybe sometimes Instagram. It's interesting that in these times, social media is being used way more than ever before. And I think that's kind of cool, because it's what it was built for, reaching out, and now everyone is reaching out all the time. I watched a few episodes of Conan at Home and got caught up. It's so good. Like, Conan excels at being in a pinch. And I was watching live the Colbert Late Show, the one that he's doing from his house, from his mansion, wherever it is. And I turned it off at one point, because I was like, why? Like, I get that Easter's around the corner and it's on everyone's minds, but it got so gaudy, GOD-Y, that I was like, this is dumb. Like, what? Celebrate Easter all you want, but I don't know. I'm like, yeah, he came out of there 3 days later. It was definitely him, not someone else dressed as him. Touch me not, for I have not yet ascended unto my Father. father. It's like, they didn't want anyone to get too close, otherwise they would realize it wasn't him. Fuck. Ugh. Oldest chick in the book. Quite possibly. The book. COVID, fucking, what else? It's weird and gross that the hydrochloroquine, whatever the fuck it's called, drug is made by a friend of DT, and they both are gonna get money out of this whole thing. Where really, that medicine has barely been tested, and it's a malaria medicine, and it has potentially fatal effects. And they're stopping federal COVID testing sites, and they're going to leave it up to the states to pick up the slack. I was saying earlier on my Twitch stream that we're about 1/5 or 1/6 of the way to Mad Max. Maybe a little more, to be honest. And I'm not specifically talking about Mad Max Fury Road, because on Mad Max, there were still houses and there were still people driving around, and it was crazy and chaotic, but there was still an illusion of normalcy until a certain moment. That was a cool movie. I need to go back and watch that one again. I don't believe I've seen Road Warriors, which is the one that everyone loves the most. And then I certainly have not seen Beyond Thunderdome yet. And I know it's 2020 and I've had all this time. And it's just, those are just some movies that I've meant to see for a long time. Ooh, speaking of movies I was meaning to see for a long time, this is a perfect segue. So, Dolomite Is My Name came out on Netflix, and Eddie Murphy was playing him, playing Rudy Ray Moore, and Keegan-Michael Key was playing, like, his producer friend, I guess? But I didn't watch that one because I found out it was based off of an old blaxploitation movie called Dolomite. And I went, I gotta fucking watch Dolomite before I watch the thing that it's based off of. The thing that the new thing is... Wait. I gotta watch Dolomite before I watch the thing that Dolomite is my... Wait. God damn it. You know what I mean. I want to watch the original before I watch the spin-off. The homage, basically. And the movie was fucking cool. Like, a lot of times people talked how people talk, and that's a good... If the dialogue in the movie sounds like the way people talk, it's usually good. And there was some action, and like, it's from 1975. They didn't, like, some of the angles are like, yeah, I can tell he didn't actually punch them, but the story was like kind of cool. And he gets out of prison, and the warden's like, I need your help. And you're like, wait, what the fuck? But I guess he, and I've got to look into it more, and I'm sure he had some help here and there, but I think he pretty much, like, created and wrote all these movies that he also starred in, and damn, I'm going to watch the rest of the ones that I can on Tubi, because that's where I watched Dolomite. It's free to watch right now on Tubi. D-U-B-I. It's just an app. And, oh, such a cool movie. I took a couple pictures, like, while it was happening. Not screenshots, but, like, pictures of the phone playing it. And, man. I don't like these MFs. Dude, there's a couple quotes in there that are from CDs from my childhood that I didn't know that I would ever see in a movie. And I'm like, wait, Voodoo Glow Skulls? You put a Dolomite reference in your song, in your albums? That's so fun. I still have some herb, which is good. Because, I mean, boredom is one thing. But, pain relief is another. And as a Lyme disease sufferer, I always have some kind of a sharp or numb pain in most places in my body, and I just have to fucking deal with it. And one of the ways I deal with it is medical cannabis. Smoke them if you got them. It's 420 somewhere. Stay high. Oh, shit. I just sat up because I was lying down recording this, and it feels like... Oh, fuck. Ooh, I felt like I was just about to throw up a little bit. I'm glad I didn't. Ugh, don't jinx it. cannabis also helps with digestion. On a very, very simple level, too. Just think, what happens when you cough? Well, your lungs have something that tickled them. And so you expel whatever is in there. And while that's happening, breath is also shoving down the esophagus. And that shoves food down further, hopefully to the stomach, so that I can hopefully shit it out later. And that's part of Lyme disease, baby. Worrying about natural, regular-ass digestion. Watched a couple episodes of Schitt's Creek. I'm still catching up on that. I'm on season 4. And listen to some podcasts, but my life has been pretty static. I did start writing a script last night, which I had been thinking of for a while, and of how to do it, and I made myself laugh out loud a couple times while I was typing, and on stream, like I was on Twitch, and people who were watching were like, "What? Are you okay?" I'm like, yeah, I just made myself laugh with something that I wrote, which is a really good sign, because, damn it, like, sometimes it's hard to laugh these days, and it's really good to find the moments where you can. I hate shaving. That's just a pretty consistent thing in my life. But one thing that's very helpful when you shave, and I think I've talked about this in the podcast before, but since I spit a lot from the Lyme disease, it's like mustache hairs and beard hairs can get in the way and stop the loogie from landing. And that's fucking gross, because not only am I having trouble digesting, but then when I'm just want to hawk a loogie, just a simple ass loogie to clear my throat out so that I can breathe again, you know, just some regular everyday esophagus obstruction from phlegm, and I have to aim so fucking carefully. Because not only will the mustache get in the way and, like, deflect it occasionally, but it feels, I mean, it's almost clear. I know my airway is unrestricted when I can sing again at full volume, and damn it. Doesn't happen all that often these days. I remember days when I went down. Sometimes life is better when there's no one else around. It's alright to be alone sometimes. You don't have to argue and you don't have to fight. Everything will be fine tonight. Thinking of her brings to mind. Oh shit. Anybody else out there have albums that you've listened to over and over and over again, so much so that when you finish one song, you know exactly what song is coming next? It's like kind of a party trick, I guess, but also I've stored memories in my fucking brain. It's like my brain computer is like, yeah, no, I know exactly what's coming next, so if you want to get ready, go ahead and sing along. That's one reason I've been against shuffle for so fucking long. I just hate the idea that an algorithm is in control of what I'm listening to next. Let's see. Anything else? I don't think there's much else. Oh, here's something cool. I'll end on this. Like it's my fucking set. I'll end on this one. No, Ian Abramson, who on my podcast and my stand-up show, started hosting his own Saturday Night Live and called it Saturday Night Quarantine, and he was doing all the characters and he was doing costume changes and he had like little sides where he pretended that he didn't know the camera was on, and He did it 2 weeks in a row, 3 weeks in a row, I think. And SNL is gonna have a new show on Saturday, and it's gonna be over Zoom. Now, I'm sure it's gonna just air on NBC at 11:30 or 11:35 or whatever the fuck it is. But it's so wild that Ian was like, I'm gonna fill the void and see how many people I can get to watch my own Saturday Night Live. And he had a grip of people watching, so many that this article from the AV Club started out by saying, sorry, Ian Abramson. And Ian tweeted it about it, and I'm like, fuck yeah, dude, you're making waves again. He's so funny and talented. Way to go, Ian. Not like he'll ever hear this. I wonder how many comedians out there are like, yeah, I listened to Doug's podcast. And how many comedians out there are like, no, fucking no. Why would I listen to Doug's podcast? If you're a comedian out there listening to my podcast, just fucking tweet at Yamatat with the hashtag comedy for life with the number 4. But yeah, I started writing that script earlier. I wrote a list of a few things that I've been meaning to get to. And I mean, that script just, Some of the stuff just came to me, and I was like, oh, that's fun. Ooh, that's fun. Ooh, okay, I'll do that. All right, put that there. Put this number here. And I'm 8 pages in. And the length of the thing that I'm writing is probably going to be about 22 pages. And so I'm having fun writing that, and I'll update the world once I write it and film it and do, well, I'm not going to give too much away. not like anybody's listening. Is anybody listening out there? If you are, do you care? That I want to hear from you. The Yamatators. It's a work in progress. Psych, it's not a real song. I just made it up. But yeah, thanks for listening. Please share this with anybody. Just fucking share it. Just fucking tweet at Yamatat with the hashtag share for life with the number 4. SHARE. And you are not I don't think you're currently able to rate and review this on Apple Podcasts or any whatever the fuck app, which is fine, because like I said years ago when I first started this thing, even if Apple ever completely goes away, I'll still be able to post this thing on my own website. And I'm very happy with the way I set things up when I set them up, because shit, here we are. Here we are, nobody listening. And yet I still get spikes in bandwidth. Maybe it's all the robots and the spiders. When I set up my website, I set it up with no security because that was going to cost extra. And I was like, not only can I not pay that, but I don't want to pay that. But, you know, go on yamatat.com/podcast.html. You're already there if you're listening to this, but share the link with people, you know? Share the link and just point people to the Yamatat Twitter and yamatat.com, because yamatat.com is my, like, the way to keep track of my shit. And if you want to try and be entertained by what I do, then hopefully you'll log on. And not even, you don't even have to log on. You can download the episode from my website, and you don't even have to listen to it on the website. It's all completely free. I made sure of that a while ago when I first started this thing. Stay tuned for Duplex Comedy Suplex to come back. Stay tuned for the talk show that I want to make. Stay tuned for that script I was writing and the other projects I'm making. And, yeah, this has been You and Me and Thoughts and Talk with Doug Culp. And I'll think of an episode title later.